We continue today with lesson number 17 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos. We continue in the sixth perek, perek vov, with Mishnayos 3 and 4, Mishneh Gimel and Mishneh Dalet. Kol ha-menachos ha-na'asos bakli. All the korbanos mincha which are prepared in a utensil, such as the minchas machavas and the minchas marcheshes, which are prepared in a flat pan or a deep pan. These korbanos mincha, and we will see, by the way, that this din refers also to a minchas soles. It does not apply to a minchas ma'afei tanur, which is not made in a kli at all, but placed in an oven. But anyway, these korbanos mincha, other than the minchas ma'afei tanur, require shalosh matnos shemen, three applications of olive oil. Yitzika uvalila umatan shemen bakli kodem la'asiyoson, in reverse order. The first thing that's done is that some shemen is put into the kli, either the container which contains the soles, the flour for a mincha soles, or the container upon which the flour will be placed, to the flat pan or the deep pan. First, one applies oil to that vessel, that utensil. That's called matan shemen bakli kodem la'asiyosan. The kli is empty. There's nothing upon it. Just the shemen is placed there. Then the soles, the flour, is placed upon that oil. Then more oil is added, and a belila takes place. It's mixed. More oil is placed, and the whole mixture is mixed together, oil and flour. That's belila. After the belila, the flour, in the case of a minchas machvas or a minchas marcheshes, the flour and oil mixture is then kneaded, K-N-E-A-D-E-D, with lukewarm water, and it is baked or fried upon the pan or in the marcheshes, deeper vessel. And 10 matzos are shaped, formed of that kneaded dough. After it is baked or fried upon the machavas or the marcheshes, then the belila is over, the belila is done, the baking is done, then the petisa takes place. The fried matzah is then crumbled, as we'll see, into what kind of a pattern, and a yitzika takes place. This is the third application of shemen, the third of the matnos shemen. Is more oil is poured upon the finished loaves of matzah prepared after the baking in the machvas or the marcheshes. That's called yitzika. All these do not apply, the Gemara explains, to a minchas ma'afei tanur, a mincha which is baked in the oven, because that's not considered na'aseis bekli. Because the only kli involved, the only utensil involved, is the oven. No pans or deep marcheshes-type vessels. However, the minchas soles is placed into a vessel. Just flour is placed into a vessel. Before the flour is placed into the vessel, there's a matan shemen bekli kodem asiyoson. Then there's the belila. More oil is placed, and it's all mixed together. And then there's a yitzika at the end as well. V'hachalos bolalon. The Mishnah says, according to Rebbe, that those menachos which come as chalos matzos, meaning the korbanos mincha ma'afei tanur, minchas machavas, and minchas marcheshes, there is a belila done with the baked crumbs. I don't want to say crumbs, it's the wrong word, because we'll see later it has to be a certain size, a minimum of a kazayas. But just let's use the word crumbs to refer to baked matzah. Matzah which has already been baked or been fried. So the Rebbe holds that there's a belila done, not only to the raw flour, but there's a belila done, meaning a mixture of the oil and the baked flour, even after the baking is done, says Rebbe. However, the Chachamim omrim no, soles, that even for those korbanos mincha where they are baked or fried. Nevertheless, the belila is only done when it's still in the state of raw flour of solus, not after it is baked, and the halacha is like the chachamim. Now the Mishnah continues to discuss the situation of ma'afei tanur. What happened? Is there any belila there? So a ma'afei tanur, the solus is placed upon the in the oven, but before it's placed in the oven, it's mixed with oil in the case of chalos. Remember, in the case of ma'afei tanur, there's two types of breads. There's chalos. Chalos are produced from flour mixed with oil, then divided into 10 different chalos, and then placed into the oven. So that flour has a belila. Ha chalos to unos belila. However, and then they're baked that way. And then they're taken out of the oven, etc. But horakikin, the biscuits, as opposed to the chalos, the loaves, they are not, there's no belila there. Their flour is never, ever, before it's baked, mixed with oil. There's no oil involved at all. The rakikin, instead, flour is taken. It's mixed with warm water, with lukewarm water. It is baked as 10 separate rakikin, 10 separate biscuits. And then the oil is placed upon them, but not by belila, not by mixing the oil in, but rather by meshicha, by smearing the oil on top of these baked rakikin. As the Mishnah says, v'horakikin meshuchin. They are anointed with oil. They are not belulim. They are not mixed with oil. Ketzad moshchon, how do you do this process of meshicha, of anointing or smearing? Kamin ki. You do it according to the Greek letter chi, C-H-I, which is an X. So you take oil, the Kohen takes oil and smears the oil in X shape upon the rakikin. Some say it's not an X shape, it's an L shape, and there are other opinions. What about the rest of the shemen? In the case of the rakikin cooked in the ma'afei tanur, how much you just smear a little bit on top of the baked cookies. What's done with the rest of the shemen? Says the Mishnah, Ushor HaShemen ne'echal kohanim. The rest of the shemen is given to the kohen. They use it for salad dressing or whatever they use it for, as long as it's eaten. Mishnah Dalet continues, Kol ha-menachos ha-na'asos ba-kli, all korbanos mincha, which are made in a kli. Now here the Mishnah means, certainly a minchas machvas and a minchas marcheshes, but also a minchas ma'afei tanur, but not to a minchas soles, because the minchas machvas, marcheshes, and ma'afei tanur are all baked or fried. They all have been exposed to the fire. So therefore they've been cooked. After they're cooked, they are hard. Hard in the form of a challah, matzah, a biscuit, but hard. It's not like just oily flour. It's already been baked or fried. So, to unos pesisa, those karbonos mincha, machvas, macheshes, and ma'afei tanur, after they're taken off the fire, they require to have to be crumbled. As the Torah tells us, potoso sa pitim. They have to be crumbled into bits. Now the Mishnah says, continues and says, Minchas Yisroel, if a Yisroel as opposed to a Kohen brings a korban mincha, so how does he perform the petisa? He takes the loaf, whether it's from the machavas or the macheshes, etc., Kofel echod lishnayim. He takes each one. Remember, there are 10 loaves, 10 chalos, 10 matzos. He takes them and bends it over. It's interesting. They're still flexible. Don't imagine a hard matzah, but rather it's still flexible enough to be folded over into two. Ushnayim larbo, and then two into four. Umavdil. And then he breaks the chalo in the places where it was folded. So now you have four sections of cooked, baked challah, or matzah. Remember, it's not chometz stick, so it doesn't look like we think of a challah, but it's still called a challah, it's a loaf. But that's it. It's just broken into four bits, four cracker-sized bits, but not into smaller ones, because the pasuk says, potoso sa. And the Gemara darshins, osa lepetisim, velo petiseha lepetisim. it is broken into bits, but its bits are not broken further into smaller bits. But all this is in the case of a Minchas Yisroel, if a non-Kohen brought the Korban Mincha. However, Minchas Kohanim, if a Kohen offers in his own personal pocket a Korban Mincha, one of those which are afuyos, which are baked, like the Ma'afei Tanur, or the Marcheshes, or the Machavaz, he too performs this bending or folding once over and then once again, but he does not separate it out. In other words, he just bends it and he's mekayim the mitzvah of petisa by just bending it, but he doesn't break them. Why doesn't he break them? Because the purpose of breaking them into smaller bits is to, in order to perform a kemitza with the fingers of the Kohen, scooping up some of those bits. But in the case of a Minchas Kohen, it all goes upon the Mizbeach. It doesn't require kemitza according to the Chachomim. So therefore, it is not broken, eino mavdil, it is only, he only is kofel. He only bends it, folds it, but doesn't break it. So the bending fulfills the petisa requirement, but he doesn't break it because there's no kemitza required. It's all going upon the fire anyway. That's the case of a Kohen bringing his own private korban mincha. However, Minchas Kohen Moshiach, the Kohen Gadol, who brings a korban mincha every single day, Minchas Chavitin, lo hayo mechaplo. He doesn't bend it over at all. And the Gemara explains he doesn't bend it over into once and then once again into four sections, but rather into only folds it over one. So there's two sections, but he doesn't separate out those sections. This is all the opinion of the Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohen Moshiach, Ein Bohem Petisa. There's no Petisa at all. Since it's all going upon the fire anyway, there's no reason to do any petisa, even the folding procedure, even once in the case of a Kohen Moshiach. Bipnei Shein Behem Kemitza. No Kemitza. Chol Shein Behem Kemitza, Ein Behem Petisa. No Kemitza, no petisa, says Rabbi Shimon. Then you have these last two words in the Mishnah. V'chulon kizesim. All these petitot, all these bits or pieces have to be the size of a kezias. So, some say that this is Rabbi Shimon still talking. And Rabbi Shimon says, if a korban mincha does not require petisa, does not require kemitza, then it doesn't require petisa, and there's nothing we're talking about. There's no bending over or folding over, nothing. However, for those korbanos mincha, which do require petisa, so whereas the Tanakhama said he folds them over into four pieces, you have a total of four pieces. No, Rabbi Shimon says you fold it, you break it into smaller pieces, as long as the smaller pieces are a size of a kezias. V'chulon kezesim. So that's one approach to these words, chulon kezesim. Others learn the pshat. No, chulon kezesim is not Rabbi Shimon. Chulon kezesim is, everyone agrees chulon kezesim. The Mishnah is teaching us that when you take these korbanos mincha and crumble them, perform petisa, you always make sure to crumble them into petisim, which are at least the size of a kezias, never smaller than a kezias. And so we have finished the third and fourth Mishnayos of the sixth perek. And in the process, we have also finished lesson number 17.